Welcome to the Memory Arcade Late Night Stories Podcast. I am your host, Ben. And for this episode, I got something really special going on. I got something that's absolutely just going to flip this podcast upside down. You know, I was thinking, you know what? I've been enjoying the stories. I love telling the stories. And I can't see a scenario where I stop telling stories. But I was thinking, you know what? I don't want this podcast to just sound redundant week in, week out. You know, the same thing is over and over again. I kind of want to spice it up a little bit. And I know you're thinking like, oh, but Ben, you spice it up in the stories. Why do you need to spice up the whole podcast? I was like, well, I just want to give this podcast some energy. You know, I just think it's just missing something. It needs like a certain vibe. You know, it's called a Memory Arcade, and then, you know, the subtitle is Late Night Stories. And I need to add something to that. I need to give it more of that late night feel, that late night vibe. And that's where I kind of got the idea for Confessions. You know, now, not every episode is going to sound like this. This is just going to be a, you know, once in a while type of episode. I'm going to call these episodes Late Night Confessions. And you're thinking, well, why confessions? Well, because confessions are still stories within themselves, and they're interesting. You know, they are just naturally interesting. There's something about them, and there's something about, it's just human nature to just be nosy and curious to see what goes on in people's minds and you know, see what they're up to. And it's just kind of an interesting thing. So that's what I'm going to do for this episode. I hope you enjoy it. It's called, I'm just going to call these episodes Late Night Confessions, and I might give them a subtitle, a specific subtitle, you know, to that, you know, particular episode that makes sense. So this is Late Night Confessions. This is the first Late Night Confessions episode. But also, I kind of want to make it interesting. I don't want it to just be like a regular where I just, you know, I say what it is and I react to it. I kind of want to make it interesting. So I was thinking, like, you know, when you're in an arcade or when you're playing video games, especially like the old school video games, you have lives. You know, and the more you mess up, the more lives get taken away until finally, you know, you eventually, if you don't complete the level, you run out of lives and you die and you have to restart. You know, you have to restart the level or it's game over. So I kind of want to do a similar concept to these confessions. So each confession is going to start out with 10 lives. 10 lives. And depending on the severity of each confession, I'm going to take a number of lives away, you know, that's, you know, to my discretion, that, you know, a certain number of lives that I choose away. And then, you know, that will tell you how bad each confession is. And I'm not going to, it's not just about how bad it is, but it's more about like, how fucked are they? Are they able to redeem themselves? Are they really at fault? There's a lot of variables that go into play here, but, you know, just remember each confession starts off with 10 lives, and then basically I'm just giving it a rating to where I take away lives depending on how fucked the confession is. All right. You with me? You got it? Okay. All right. All right. Now keep in mind, discretion is advised. These confessions are intended for adults only. If you're not an adult, please turn this off. If you're not comfortable with this stuff, please turn this off. Some of these confessions are not so bad, but others are pretty bad. So it's about half and half. I'm just giving you a warning right now. This is going to be the only warning you get. If you're not comfortable with this kind of content, then I would advise that you turn this off. But if you are comfortable with this, then you're my kind of person. And I hope we're going to have some fun here. So let's go. Sam, I keep saying let's go like we're about to start, but I keep forgetting I have more to say. So you're probably, where did I get these confessions from? Are these my confessions? No, these are not my confessions. So these are confessions that I found on the internet. These are on forums like Reddit, Quora, different places, mostly like Reddit. And now I'm not going to read each confession word for word. I'm going to put it in my own words. I'm not going to reveal the identity of who posted these things. Like I said, I'm not going to read the whole confession, just the important parts. You know, I'll leave out the things that don't really matter. And then I'm just going to react to them. So keep in mind, these are not my confessions. These are people that I have never met before in my life who posted on the internet in public forums. And I am just taking them, and I am not revealing their usernames, identities, and I am switching up the words to protect them, to give them an extra layer of security. All right, you with me? Okay, all right, good, great. All right, let's have some fun. All right, so the description of this first confession is: stole friend's wife's nudes and videos from his phone. So a buddy of mine has a really attractive wife. He brags about how they have great sex all the time, and it really makes me jealous. I know for a fact that he receives news from her all day long, and then they have spicy conversations. So one day, after he passed out from drinking, I opened his phone, went through it, looked at the chat between him and his wife, where I saw all the pictures that she was sending and the videos, of her, touching herself and all that stuff, and I airdropped them to my phone. And now I have them on my phone for me to look at. And the strange thing is, we still hang out, and I have seen so many pictures of her naked, and she has no clue about it. And she treats me like a really good friend. I feel guilty about it now at times, but it passes. The nudes make me forget all the guilt. All right. Oh, wait. Wow. Okay. So I have a lot of questions about this confession. So you mean to tell me that you just went through your buddy's phone while he was just, just conveniently passed out, drunk, and you just happened to be nearby, wide awake, fully alert, and you were just able to just kind of just do whatever you wanted. You just kind of be able to just picked up his phone. You knew his password, or you knew his PIN, and you were able to just get in his phone and look at the messages between him and his wife and steal his wife's nudes. That's what you're telling me. That's what you're telling us here. I'm not buying it. Or I don't know. Maybe I should. Who knows? I have a lot of questions about this confession. Because who sends? I don't know. I'm not in this situation. I don't know how these things work anymore. But I don't think nudes get sent through like regular text message anymore these days, do they? Is there really people out here sending titty pics on iMessage? Or, I don't know, maybe they are. It's their body. They get to decide what they're comfortable with, not anybody else. I'm not judging. But something tells me that, and likely more, it's more likely for somebody to use an app like Snapchat, like something like Snapchat, where messages disappear, after the recipient of the message, sees it, it just disappears right away, or it's going to at least delete itself after 24 hours. You would think that'd be done on an app like that, not on something that's just like But yeah, but I mean, there's the point of, like, maybe she just got done sending the nudes and stuff. But my thing is, though, if she's all like hot and heavy and she's in the mood and she's sending, you know, her husband, why is the husband still hanging? Why is the husband still hanging out? Why isn't he not going home? Why is he just passing out drunk? Where are they even? Like, I don't know. I have a lot of questions for this story, but I don't know. Face value, though, the story's fucked up. I mean, dude, I don't know your name, but man, you better hope that neither of them find out about this. You better delete that shit. I'm telling you that right now, because it's over for you if they find out. It is over for you if they find out. You are finished. You're fucked. You don't just can't go through someone's phone and take their wife's nudes or girlfriend's or anybody's nudes. You can't even don't even go through anyone's phone, let alone do that. I mean, that's messed up, because not only are you betraying your friend's, you know, trust, and you know, and then now his wife can't trust you, and then if this gets out, nobody can trust you. And you just look like a top tier perv. Can't be doing this. I'm sorry. If some nudes are for certain people's eyes and their eyes only. If she wanted you to see her knockers, she would have sent them to you. But she didn't. She sent them to her husband. Because, you know, why? Because that makes sense. She doesn't want her husband's friend seeing her naked. That's crazy. If you want to, and also, there is so much material all over the internet that is free. There's so many titty pics all over the internet that you can look at. No problem. No problem. And it's less creepy that way. It's actually less pervy that way, because, you know, they're you're seeing them in a public, in a place that they were intending you to see. They want you to see those. Your friend's wife doesn't want you seeing her titties or whatever is going on in those videos. So, yes, you know, be respectful. Don't go through your friend's stuff. That's just really messed up, man. It's not cool. If they find out you're in hot water, man, your lives. So you start out with 10 lives. I am going to only take away. I'm going to take away 6. Because I think I know that's a lot. That's a lot for the first confession. I'm taking away 6 lives. And the reason why I'm doing that is because you have time to delete them. You have time to delete them. You can get rid of them. Nobody has to know a thing about it. And you just don't ever do it again. And then you can kind of just move on. You can kind of, try your best to forget about it. But yeah, you can always delete them. Nobody has to find out. You're not totally fucked until that happens. You know what I'm saying? This is definitely an inside confession. Don't tell anybody else about this. And just kind of move on. Don't do anything like this again. Yeah, so I'm going to take away 6, because you have a chance to delete them. Act like they never happened. And now you still got to live with the guilt for the rest of your life. But yeah, so, all right. So, yeah, so I'm going to take away 6 lives on that one. That one's pretty bad, but I'm not ready to say game over just yet. All right, so let's move on to the next confession. Okay, so this next confession is described, the description of it is, I showed a woman my penis and she laughed. So this one goes on to say, so me and a woman that I met online were talking and flirting all day. And, you know, we were talking to each other. We had our cameras on and, you know, we were flirting and stuff and things were going great. But then suddenly she asked if I could show her my package size. And, you know, I didn't, you know, I felt pretty confident in myself. So I did. I showed her everything. I just whipped it out and she saw it. And she just took a look at it and she laughed. Now, I don't think I am the smallest in the world. I think I am average size at best. I don't think I'm the smallest. And I don't know why she felt the need to laugh at me. I was pretty awkward. I was embarrassed. After that, she said goodnight and ended the call. And he goes on to say, I don't think I've ever had this big of a blow to my self-esteem before. It's like, wow, that's rough. That's rough, man. Well, I was going to say, I'm not going to take away any lives for this story or for the confession, anyway, because I don't think you should be ashamed of yourself. I don't think she was really laughing because she was thinking she was unimpressed by whatever it is you're packing. Because like you said, you think it's average, you know, I don't know what your idea of average is. That is, I don't think that's the point, though. I think what really happened is that she was just surprised. She was just surprised that she actually did it and you caught her off guard and she didn't know how to react. So she just kind of like did the only thing that she knows how to do, just kind of laugh her way out of a situation. It might have been a thing where she didn't know what to say. You got quiet. You weren't talking. You were just like, yeah, look at this. But you know what, though? It also could not be just about your size. It could have been about, you know, what you got going on down there. Is it cleaned up? Are you trimming? Are you taking care of, you know, you got good hygiene going on down there. What did your face look like? Did she see your face when you did it? Did you have like some weird, like, I don't know, some weird, like, did you just look like a wild animal drooling all over himself, just standing there with your thing poking out, you know? Because if you did, that could be why she's laughing. That could be why she's laughing at you. So it's not really just about what you did. It could be like, how did you present it? How did you go about it? Did you say something? Did you kill the mood? You know what I'm saying? There's a lot, I don't know. There's a lot more to this that I feel like we need to hear about, you know, and we'll never know because, you know, she ended the call. You'll never know. But I don't, you know, you did what she asked. She asked you and, you know, you got her consent and you did it. And, you know, I don't think there's a reason to feel embarrassed. It's not like the whole world saw it. And I'll just chalk this one up to it was probably something else weird that you did, but you're not aware of it. And it could be that you caught her off guard and she didn't know how to handle it. And honestly, I would not be surprised if that's really what happened. So I'm going to take away zero lives. I think you're good. Don't even worry about it. I'm pretty sure the next lady will be more than fascinated with whatever you got. As long as you just kind of keep your face, your facial, you know, intact. And you got good hygiene going on down there. You're good. You're good. So, zero lives taken away on that one. Okay, let's go on to the next confession. Okay, all right. So this next confession, the description of this one is, my neighbor complained about me changing in front of my windows since her husband watches. All right, so. This is a very long confession, and I'm just going to break it down, give you the important part. So basically, this woman, for whatever reason, she keeps her blinds up, curtains open, you know, so for everybody, you know, anybody out in her neighborhood can look into her window and see everything that's going on. And, you know, and she says that she likes to just walk around in nothing but a thong and a bra and just a t-shirt and a thong on. And, you know, she does that, and she never really thought anything of it until her neighbor complained, and her neighbor was saying that you need to stop walking around with your goods, you know, poking out, because my husband can't stop staring at you. He's constantly watching you. And, you know, this caught the woman, you know, that was going around in her house, wearing whatever she wanted. This kind of caught her off guard. She didn't think anybody was actually watching her. But now she says that she wants to keep, she doesn't know if she should stop doing it because, you know, she doesn't want to really make her neighbor mad. But at the same time, she says that she kind of likes being watched and she is in her own home. And she kind of just, now she's like, she wants to know if she should do even more. She should do it even more and stuff like that. Now, the woman that was complaining, she did say that she has told her husband, she's caught her husband watching. She's told him to stop and he refuses. He will not stop watching this woman walk around in a thong and a bra inside her own home. And he's watching her through the window. So that's the confession here. So this woman, so basically, I don't know, man. This one's tough because you don't want to make your neighbors mad. I've always said that if the neighbors are one of the last few people in the world that you want to make upset. And the reason why that is because you live right next to them. They know where you live. If they want to get revenge on you, if they want to get a hold, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you really piss off a neighbor, it could be kind of hard to sleep at night because I don't know. Those are just the people you don't want to make upset. Life is way easier and better when you are on your neighbor's good side. This is just how it is. Like me, I have a rule. Like, whenever my neighbors do something, I don't complain. The reason why I don't complain is because I don't want them to complain about me if I'm doing something that's making them mad. It's just kind of like a compromise. Now, I am lucky. Like, my neighbors don't do anything crazy, and I'm never really bothered by them and stuff. You know, they're living their lives, and they know I'm living my lives. Every now and then, I might be in the backyard. I might play my music a little loud. I might be just hanging out, having fun, might maybe having some people over and stuff. And I don't want them tripping about that, you know? So, and they don't. They never do. And, you know, whatever, if they ever do anything that might annoy me the slightest bit, I'll ignore it. I'll let it pass. It's not that big of a deal. I don't want to make my neighbors upset. But I do understand that sometimes there is a line. And sometimes you just can't allow certain things to happen. But the way I read this confession is this woman didn't know that she was being watched. And she was just going about her business. Now, you might say, like, well, how do you just walk around mostly naked in your own home with your windows open and not expect anybody to see you? Well, there are certain people that don't think that they are the center of the universe. And they just don't think anyone's paying attention to them. They just think that they're flying underneath the radar. You know what I'm saying? They just think no one's ever paying attention. And she's in her own home. And who would watch her through her window? Like, that's, I can see where a lot of people, you know, they wouldn't worry about that. Well, anyways, turns out that the neighbor's husband did see it and was watching, and his wife caught him, and, you know, it's just a really bad situation and stuff. If I was this person, and I'm not even thinking she's doing anything wrong, she's in her own home, she's doing her own thing, it's not her fault that somebody else's husband is watching her, it's not her job, you know, if anybody needs to be talking to you, if anyone needs to be embarrassed here, it's that husband. He's got the explaining to do. You know what I'm saying? She can't control what other people are doing with their eyes and stuff like that. And I mean, if you're watching someone through a window, that takes some effort. You know, it's not like she's walking down the middle of the street naked and stuff like that. This is different. She's in her own home. You're literally looking, you're staring into someone's home in order to see this. So this guy, you know, I don't think she's doing anything wrong. I can see why the neighbor's wife would be upset, maybe a little jealous and stuff like that. But at the end of the day, I think she's taking it out on the wrong person. I think she needs to go to her husband and be like, yo, you need to quit this shit, or I don't know, I'm leaving you. Something needs to go down because that's not cool. And I don't think she's focusing the blame on the right person. But however, though, with that being said, I don't ever want to make neighbors mad. I don't suggest anybody make their neighbors mad, because if they want to, they can make your life a living hell. They can start complaining about stuff. If they notice your house is not up to a certain code or anything like that, they could be the first ones to snitch on you, and you don't want that. So, you know, so I would comply, and I don't know what she gets by having somebody else's husband stare at you. I don't know what she gets out of it. I don't know what kind of throw she gets, but I don't know. If I was, I'm not saying she's doing anything wrong. I think she's fine. But if I was her, I would just say, yeah, I'll close the blinds. Got it. Only because I don't want to cause any problems, and I don't want to make this a bigger deal than it has to be. So for her walking around in her bra and thong and stuff like that, I would say zero lives. I'm not taking any lives away from her. The husband, yeah, what the fuck are you thinking, dude? I'm taking away seven. I'm taking away eight lives from you. Like, what the hell are you doing? I mean, it's one thing to do it, but not alone to do it so much that your wife catches you, and then she tells you to stop doing it, and you refuse? What the fuck, dude? Yeah, but it's not game over for you, though, because your wife is still with you for some reason. So it sounds like you still got some hope. But I don't know, man. Eight lives, you need to do something, because it's about over for you, buddy. All right, so let's move on to the next one. All right, so this next one, this person is talking about how they had a little bit too much to drink at a work party. Now, this one is very, 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 very long. So I'm just going to put it to you like this, what happened. So this person goes on to say, and it's very lengthy, very long confession. He says that, okay, so he's feeling a level of shame. He's embarrassed. And he's feeling a lot of guilt, and a lot of overwhelming guilt, because he touched a female coworker inappropriately. He was at a work party, had too much to drink, got a little bit carried away, and he was with one of his lady coworkers, and he grabbed her butt, touched her butt, and you know, he obviously was drunk. Wasn't thinking straight, but he still did a very, very bad thing. And, you know, he realized this, and now this is, he goes on to say in his confession that he's getting married in a couple weeks, but now he fears that the wedding's going to get called off. He's going to get fired from his job. He knows what he did was wrong. And he just feels really awful. He even says that he's normally the kind of guy that would never do anything like this. And he says, if anything, he wants to protect women, not put them in uncomfortable situations. And he says this was very out of character for him, and he doesn't know what to do. And so he's about to lose his job. He may not be getting married anymore in 2 weeks. And all because he decided to party too hard at a work party. All right, well, I'm going to tell you your first mistake. Your first mistake was getting drunk at a work party. Who the fuck does that? Don't do that. Man, you know, I was on a podcast, and there's a guy. I was on a podcast, my last podcast I was on. It was the WeGo Show. And one of the co-workers on it, I believe it was Steve. He used to say, don't ever shit where you sleep, or don't shit where you eat. Same thing, you know, and that really applies here. You know what I'm saying? Don't be acting a fool around the people you work with near your place of employment, because it doesn't matter where you're at. There's still conduct. There's still policy. There's still, you know, things that you have to go by. Like, you can't, you know, you just can't be getting loose. You can't just be getting drunk, be, you know, hitting that Patron too hard and then start grabbing grabbing people's butts. It's not going to work out well for you. And you're going to get fired. And yeah, that's sexual harassment, sexual assault. You're fucked, dude. And then on top of that, you were supposed to get married in a few weeks. And now that went straight to hell. Yeah, so you did a really bad thing, and it's really hard to defend. You can't defend this one. You really, really can't, because, yes, you said you were drunk. You said you were drinking, whatever. But you made the first mistake you made was to decide to get loose like that in an environment where it's pivotal that you don't get loose. You know what I'm saying? Like, when I go to work parties, when I used to, you know, other jobs and stuff like that, I used to always just kind of know, you know, straight edge, not drinking, just going to be normal. I'll drink later. When I'm with my real friends, then I'll let loose a little bit, but I'm not going to get like that around here. You know what I'm saying? Just because I don't want anything to happen. And, you know, if you're drunk, you're still responsible for your actions. You're still going to get punished. You're still going to get, you know, fired, or, you know, it's not, you know what I'm saying, there's nothing here to save you. You're screwed. You're really just at the mercy of the person that you violated, and hopefully that they, you know, they can, and they kind of look past everything and stuff, but chances are they won't. They're just not going to. They're going to report you, and then you're screwed. You have to watch yourself. You got to watch how you present yourself, how you carry yourself around professional workplace environments, because, you know, what one bad decision can ruin your life. And drinking in general, one bad decision with drinking in general can ruin your life. So, you know, you shouldn't have gotten drunk. You're absolutely at fault with this. And that's tough. I mean, I know you feel bad and you're guilty and stuff like that, but come on, you're adults here. We all know the consequences of drinking. We all know what we're getting ourselves into. You know you don't act right. You know you don't, you're not really appropriate. You know your personality. And yes, everybody wants to be the fun one of the group. Everybody wants to be the life of the party. But don't be such a life at the party that you make yourself look like a damn fool and then get yourself fired and get a wedding called off. Yeah, so, man, this one's bad. I'm taking away all your lives, dude. Because I think you're fucked. Game over. You're done. Turn it off. Unplug the console, the TV. You're done. Because I don't know how you come back from this one. You're going to have to start all the way over. You're going to have to start over with a new job, new wife, new coworkers, and hopefully next time you just start over without drinking, because that's what did you win this time. So all your lives, you're screwed. Game over. Okay. All right. So do we have time for one more? Oh shit. You know what? That's also another very long one. I'm going to save that one for the next one. All right. So that's all I have for the late night confessions. I hope you find that entertaining. I hope you like those confessions or were intrigued by them. You know, I know I was a little bit rusty on this episode. It was my first time doing that type of episode by myself. You know, if any of you out there know me, I used to be on another podcast called The WeGo Show. And I did that with my friends. And so it was really weird, you know, doing an episode like this without them, you know, because we had did it for, I mean, over 100 episodes, did it for some, you know, for a number of years. So it was kind of weird doing it without them. But I said, you know what? I figured, you know, I'll give it a shot, see how I can, you know, fare on my own. But it definitely was weird doing that kind of episode by myself. I might look to have a guest on to help me with those in the future, or a couple of guests on. We'll see. But let me know what you think of this episode. Did you disagree with me on any of those takes, on any of those confessions? Did I take away too many lives, or was I too lenient on a couple of those stories? Let me know. I want to hear your thoughts on all those. I'd be interested to hear what you all have to say about that. All right, so that's all I have for the Late Night Confessions. I hope you're out there having a good time. Hope you're relaxed. I hope you're happy. And I just want to say thank you again for clicking on this podcast. I appreciate your support. I love all of you. I love all my friends. And whatever you're doing, I just hope you're happy. All right, that's all I got. Until next time, take care. I'm out.